G'day, welcome to Pauline's Thursday Ponderings. Over to you, Pauline.
Christians are particularly bad at gossiping. They do it in the name of prayer, which makes it worse. They share some information about someone and then mention that they need prayer. Do not do it. Unless someone has asked you to share information about them, keep it to yourself. Even if someone asks you about the person, don't say anything. It's not your information to pass on. It is gossiping. Although it might seem very unjust, if someone has wronged you in any way, even verbally told lies about you and put you in a bad light, you are not allowed to say anything that will put them in a bad light. You are not allowed to slander them, even if they have slandered you. I am using the word slander in the way the Bible intends it, not how the Oxford English Dictionary defines it. In the Old Testament, when the word slander is used, it has often been translated from the Hebrew word meaning to defame or strip one of his positive reputation. In the New Testament, the word for slander is made up from two words, one meaning to speak and the other meaning against. So when you see the word slander in the Bible, it means the open, intentional sharing of damaging information about someone, whether the information is accurate or not. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just in Christ God forgave you. That can be found in Ephesians 4, verses 29 to 32. If you say anything derogatory about anyone, even if it's true, it's not in line with God's word. You can tell one or two of your closest friends if you need prayer support, but examine your motives for telling them before you do so. It is the motive behind the telling which is crucial. If you are passing the negative information about behaviour of somebody because you need support of some kind yourself, that's fine. But if you are passing on the info because you want people to know that that person is a horrible person, don't do it. You need to forgive them and leave God to administer justice. It's hard, and we need to ask God for his help on an hourly basis to make sure our speech is pleasing to him.
Thanks, Pauline. See you all again real soon on Partakers. Bye.